那当我在阅读这个问题的时候，很明显，这位辅导员提供了非常智慧的辅导。我认为到目前为止，他所做的都很好。
So the first part of this question asks, is this sister's situation something commonly faced by those in ministry?
我想问，这位姐妹提出的问题是，我在这位姐妹身上看到的情况是事工当中常见的问题吗？
And I think the answer to that is yes. God tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that the pressures we face are common to all people.
是的，神在哥林多前书10章13节告诉我们说，我们所面临的考验是人人都常遇到的。
And we also know that God ordains all the days of our lives and that this exact situation from his good and loving hand is to allow her to take additional steps in becoming like Christ, a daughter of the King who's being sanctified.
我们也知道，神命定了我们生命当中的每一天。我们眼下的这个具体的情形，也是出自于他良善慈爱的手，为的是让这位姐妹更进一步的效法基督，成为这位君王的正在成圣的一位女儿。
We know that God is tenderly using this to present her to himself as part of his radiant bride without any stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
因此，我们知道神正在温柔地利用眼前的这个环境，来帮助自己的女儿成为那荣耀新娘的一部分，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的瑕疵，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵地献给自己的。
And then the question is asked, in the church, is having everybody weak the norm? While it is a manifestation of grace to have someone as passionate and devoted to service as her?
那第二一个问题是，在教会当中，这是一个常态吗？就是每个人都很软弱，而像他那样充满热情和奉献精神去服侍的人，是才是神恩典的彰显吗？
And my observation would be that some churches will have lots of young believers. Some may have more believers who have matured.
那根据我的观察，有一些教会，会有在信仰上非常年轻的信徒，也有一些教会在属灵上很成熟的信徒。
And God knows every local church assembly and sanctifies churches. Just as he does individuals.
那神知道每一个个体的教会，他也在使教会逐渐成为圣洁。就像他使每一个个体成圣一样。
So we're all growing, and each church, as well as each believer, has different gifts and abilities, as well as different strengths and weaknesses.
我们都在成长，每一个教会和每一个信徒一样，都有着不同的恩赐和能力，也有不同的长处和短处。
And then the person who presented this question commented, I worry that this perspective may be too negative, so I've not expressed it. I feel that I may also need encouragement as I sometimes question what constitutes a reasonable expectation regarding the fruit of ministry.
这位辅导员也表达说，我担心我的这个想法过于消极，所以没有表达出来。我想我可能也需要被鼓励，我也会疑惑在服饰方面的果效怎么样才能算是一个合理的期待呢？
And I would say that you have already given great counsel.
我会说，早就已经给出了很好的辅导。
Looking for results in others can often lead to either discouragement or pride.
当我们在其他人的身上寻求结果的时候，常常会导致沮丧或者是骄傲。
So we always want to be cautious when we look to others as a measure of success.
所以，当我们去看向他人，以他们作为衡量的标准的时候，我们总是想要更加谨慎一点。
So we want to make our standard by showing how beautiful God is.
那我们想要让什么成为我们衡量成功的标准呢？我们想要让这个成为标准，我是否彰显了神的美善？
So, Regarding serving alongside brothers as a woman, the person noted, I've encouraged her to give brothers more opportunities so they can step up. However, often if she does not do the work, no one else will. As a result, she can wait, not wait for the brothers to take initiative and ends up doing most of the work herself, which leads to resentment. In such situations, should I encourage her to do more or to do less?
那么下一个问题，在与弟兄配搭服侍的时候，这个姐妹她的角色问题是这样的：我鼓励她多给弟兄机会，让弟兄起来服侍。可是，往往如果她不做，就没人做了，所以她等不了弟兄起来服侍大部分的事情，大部分的事情都是她自己做的，这会导致她产生更多的埋怨。这种情况，我到底应该鼓励她做更多，还是做更少呢？
So, I think you may want to encourage her to get guidance from her pastor.
我想你可能想要鼓励他寻求牧师的指导。
As a shepherd of this flock, he will one day have to give an account to the Lord for how he led and cared for the flock.
作为这群羊的牧者，有一天他必须要向主交账，说明他是如何带领和照顾羊群的。
So, I would encourage this dear sister to go to him and learn how he would like for her to handle these challenging issues.
所以我会鼓励这位亲爱的姐妹去找牧者，了解牧者希望她如何处理这些具有挑战性的问题。
And she'll probably want to learn what specific things he would like for her to do as the leader of this group.
她可能需要了解，作为这个小组的领袖，牧者希望她具体做什么事情。
How would he like for her to handle the challenges she's experiencing?
牧者希望这位姐妹如何来处理眼前的这些挑战。
Is he satisfied with how she's fulfilling the role entrusted to her in this fellowship group?
她是否满意这位姐妹目前在团契小组中所履行的、所托付角色的方式呢？
What things would he like for her to do? What things would he like for her to do differently?
牧者希望这位姐妹做哪些事情？她希望姐妹在哪些事情上用不同的方式去做呢？
And then that equips her to be able to say to the group or to individuals in the group, for example, our pastor would like for us to focus on this.
那么，这可以装备这位姐妹，她就能够对小组或者小组中的个体说，比如说她可以这样说：“我们的牧师希望我们可以专注于。”这件事情，
If the group is not on board, she can go back to the pastor and ask how he would like her to proceed.
如果小组不同意的话，他可以回去找牧师，询问牧师，他希望这位姐妹如何继续进行。
You'll probably want to encourage her to be patient and gentle.
你也许想要鼓励他要有耐心和温柔。
It can be challenging to have a patient and gentle attitude toward others in this situation.
那么，在这种具有挑战的情况下，对于他人保持耐心和温柔的态度，可能还挺不容易的。
We can be encouraged by Hebrews 5, 1 through 3.
我们可以用希伯来书5章1到3节来鼓励我
Do you want to go ahead and read that passage, please?
希伯来书5章1到3节，凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理属神的事。为要献上礼物和赎罪祭，他能体谅那愚蒙的和迷和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困，故此他理当为百姓和自己献赎罪祭。
Dave Pallison said, knowing how gently God deals with you in your confusion, short-sightedness, and wanderings, you deal gently with others in their sins and weaknesses.
大卫·鲍利森说：“当你在了解了神在对待你的困惑、你的短视和你的犹疑不定当中，是如何温柔的对待你，你就会温柔的对待他人。
It's wonderful to experience that God is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving your iniquity, transgression and sin.
体验到神是恩慈、怜悯、不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和信实，赦免你的罪孽、过犯和罪恶，这种体验是何等美好啊！
And as you learn that he is this way with you, in your ignorance and waywardness, you develop the same heart for others in their failings.
当你了解到他在你自己的无知和任性、罪和软弱中是这样待你的，你就会对他人陷入失败的时候培养出同样的心肠。
Allison says, "You aren't simply a happier person."
你不会，不是简单的就可以成为一个更快乐的人。
This world is full of woes and woebegone people.
这个世界充满了太多的悲伤和不幸的人。
You take the pains and confusion of others to heart.
你可以把别人的痛苦和困惑放在自己的心上。
And you are becoming a person sobered by the human condition and willing to help.
你正在成为一个因其他人的处境而清醒，并且提供帮助的人。
Ken Sandy gives wise advice in his book, The Peacemaker, as we face conflict.
肯桑迪在他的著作《我们和好吧》这本书中，针对我们面对冲突时提供了一些智慧的忠告。
Here are some of the principles that might be encouraging to this dear sister as she seeks to be a godly leader.
以下是一些原则，或许可以鼓励这位亲爱的姐妹，帮助她追求成为一位敬虔的领袖。
Sandy says, conflict always provides an opportunity to show God honor and bring praise to Him.
肯桑德说：“冲突总是提供这样一个机会，让我们可以尊荣神，并且为他带来赞美。
Instead of giving in to pressures produced by conflict and taking matters into my own hands, I can decide to rely on God's grace and depend on the principles taught in His Word.
”神给我们这个能力，可以不向冲突所带来的压力屈服，不把事情揽在自己的手中。而是决定依靠神的恩典，并且遵循他话语中所教导的原则来生活。
By focusing on obeying God, this will help prevent me from stumbling.
我专注于顺服神的话，我就可以避免跌倒。
And it will make me less dependent on results.
这也可以让我不那么依赖结果。
Even if others refuse to respond po positively, I'm encouraged because I know I have pleased God.
即使其他人拒绝积极的回应，而我可以得，仍然可以得到鼓励，因为我知道我自己在讨神的喜悦。
Sandy also stresses letting your gentleness be evident to all.
肯桑德也强调说，要让众人知道你的温柔。
So that means being forbearing and large-hearted and gentle and courteous and generous and lenient and moderate.
这就意味着要宽容，要有大度的心，要温和、有礼、体贴、慷慨、宽厚和适度。
Not irritable, rude, or abrasive.
不暴躁、不粗鲁、不尖刻。
So, if I'm going to do that, I will need to, first of all, think deliberately about aspects of others that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable.
要做到这一点，我需要做什么事情呢？首先，我需要有意识地去思想其他人身上的那些真实的、可敬的、公益的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的事情。
When there's conflict, the natural tendency is to focus on the negatives of the person with whom I disagree.
当有冲突的时候，我们很自然而然的倾向是关注那些与我意见不合之人的负面处。
So changing my thinking to think about the lovely things about that person is going to require a deliberate decision on my part, followed by perseverance.
所以呢，要在思想上有这样一个转变，需要我自己做一个有意识的决定，然后坚持不懈。
Ken Sandy also notes that we need to examine ourselves and be honest about our own sin.
肯桑迪还指出，我们需要省察自己，诚实地面对自己的罪。
And that may start with asking for God's help to identify wrong motives and desires that I have.
这可以从神帮助啊，从神得到帮助，去识别错误的动机和欲望的开始。
And that could even include good things that I want too much.
这可能包括我所过度渴望的美好的事物。
I can usually tell if this is the case if I find it easy to sin in order to get my desire, or I sin when I don't get my desire.
我可以怎么去发现呢？我可以这么去发现：当我为了得到这些东西，为了满足这些欲望而轻而易举的犯罪的时候，或者当我得不到这些欲望的时候，我就犯罪了。那么，通常我就能判断我过度的渴望了这样的美好的事物，也就从这样的判断和识别动机开始，我们就能省察自己，来诚实的面对自己的罪了。
And then the last thing that I want to point out that Ken Sandy says is recognize your limits.
最后，我想指出来的是，肯桑德他还特别强调说，要认识到我们自己的局限。
He says, remember, we can't force others to do what's right.
要记住，我们不能强迫别人去做正确的事情。
So therefore, it's crucial to have a biblical view of success, obedience to God.
所以呢，拥有符合圣经的成败观是非常重要的。符合圣经的成败标准就是。是否顺服神？
Showing how beautiful he is by reflecting what he is like and loving him and loving others.
通过反映出他的样子，爱他和爱周围的人，来彰显他是何等的美善。